Fast Eddie here at EAA Radio, and with me in the studio today from Take Flight Interactive, we have Brandon Sells. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing great.
So Take Flight Interactive, I get the feeling there's something going on here, something a little interesting, perhaps?
Yeah. We basically build a virtual flight instructor. We add interactive elements to traditional simulations, such as real-time feedback and objective scoring that really allow you to learn flight maneuvers on your own before you get in the airplane.
I hate to do this, but this brings back one particular scene in the movie Airplane, Autopilot.
I know the one.
This isn't anything like him, right?
No, you don't have to inflate him, no.
Oh, that's good. Now, is this meant for commercial simulators, or is this meant for the guy at home with the home computer?
Yeah, a little bit of both. The platform that we're building is simulation software and hardware agnostic, so you can use it at home, you can use it at the flight school, and we definitely plan to use it on the big sims at someday.
I've actually flown one. They're pretty hair-raising as it is. Are people really sure that they want to have somebody over their shoulder nagging them, you did that wrong?
Well, what's interesting, even on the big sims, is there's always a question, did I do that right? And so one of the things that we can bring to simulation is answering that question. You know, by scoring things, we really allow you to self-evaluate. We can show you exactly what you need to work on, and then you can get in there and improve that score.
And this is a serious tool, too. This isn't for entertainment purposes.
Oh, gosh, no. Yeah, what's interesting is I grew up playing with simulation, and it was fun. It was a game. And it wasn't until I started getting my flight training and taking off for the first time realizing that I've done this a million times. You know, I went on to get my pilot's license in minimum time, at minimum cost, and I was kind of amazed at how valuable that time at home on my low-cost simulator had been. And so we're applying these interactive elements to allow everyone else to do that.
What programs will this work with?
Sure. Right now we're working, the simulation platform that we're working on first is Lockheed Martin's Prepared 3D, but we plan to be compatible with X-Plane and all of the other off-the-shelf simulation software.
In other words, what was the last one that Microsoft put out? Was it X or 10?
Yeah, that's right, FSX. And FSX. I was at Microsoft as a game designer on that product for over a decade. So
you were in on that one?
I was.
Wow.
You can blame me.
Okay, that's good, because there was one landing in there I don't want to talk about.
I wouldn't tell.
Okay. What made you get into this?
Well, you know, it was really that first landing in the real airplane where my flight instructor said, that was great. And I said, really? So we went around the pattern again, and then I squeaked it onto the runway, and he was flabbergasted that someone with 5 hours really was landing the plane like that. And so, you know, this has really been my little crusade ever since. You know, I knew how much value, latent value, was there in desktop simulation. So to this day, I'm working to uncover that and show everybody how valuable that time can be.
The FAA is starting to recognize this as an important pilot instructional tool. What does the FAA think about what you're doing?
We haven't talked to them yet. You know, our approach to the FAA is going to be a data-driven approach. You know, so our flight training platform collects a lot of data and sends it up to the web about what users are doing and how they're performing. And so, you know, once we have enough data, it's going to be a pretty easy conversation, I think. The data is really telling. People are very, very successful, and that success is transferring to the airplane.
Well, the FAA long has recognized that simulator training is a very good way to go. So your airline pilots, a lot of them are trained on simulators. Occasionally, they see a real airplane. What about updates and modifications on your programming, your software?
Sure. Yeah, we're a web-based program, so, you know, the thing phones home and sees if there's any updates every time you start it, so you don't really have to worry about patches and things like that. It keeps itself up to date.
This is not based on Windows 10.
It's not required.
Okay, good deal. So you've got this going. What gave you the idea? Where did this spring from?
Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah, when I was at Microsoft working on Flight Simulator, you know, I became a game designer. I did a lot of study about what makes game design work. And what I discovered is the roots of game design is really all about learning and challenge. And, you know, we know those things directly apply to aviation. And so after working at Microsoft on Flight Sim, I went to work for Redbird Flight Simulations. And that was where I really started applying some of these game design concepts to real-world flight training curricula. And the result was just fantastic.
Now, Microsoft, I believe, has a flight instructor built into their programming. Mm-hmm. Yours is a lot more sophisticated, I'm assuming.
That's right. Yeah, those tools that I built when we were back at Microsoft to create that level of interaction, you know, since then we've hit the theoretical limits of what we can do with those tools. And so we really, from scratch, wrote a whole new platform. And this new one's using some pretty awesome new technology. You know, we look at real-time data from the sim, and we use artificial intelligence to analyze that data, and then game design techniques to feed that data back to the user in a way that feels sentient. So the virtual flight instructor doesn't nag you. You know, if you're correcting something she asks, she doesn't keep reminding you, things like that.
Oh, please don't tell me this is going to turn into one of those black box voices that nags you all the time.
Oh, you know, it's so currently it's in an alpha state, and we are using synthetic speech. But I promise before we go to market, we'll re-record that in a human voice.
I was going to say, it's not going to be another episode of Barking Betty, right?
It is now, but it won't be in the future.
The market for this has got to be intense. Are you going to do this in different levels? In other words, you're going to have, will you have super sophisticated for like the Lockheed Martin simulator, mm-hmm. and then you're going to scale it back for, say, FSX?
You know, I think we're going to start from the lowest common denominator. We're going to start with private pilot and go all the way up through instrument, commercial, and ATP. You know, our goal is to really create an ab initio program. And we think that the market for this, you know, is in the U.S. as well as overseas. You know, a big opportunity for us are those markets where commercial aviation is growing exponentially, but they don't have the flight training infrastructure that we do here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So a program like this where you can train a whole group of pilots on limited number of airplanes, limited number of instructors, that's really, I think, where the value is.
You sound like you're doing some research over in China.
Yeah, China, India, you know, all the growing emerging economies is really where I think that we can make a huge impact.
Well, I'll bet you're going to make pretty good dent here in the U.S. as well. Well, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that have flight simulators. Flight Safety International comes to mind.
Yeah.
Have they expressed any interest in this?
Not yet. You know, we're just getting going. We're starting on the private side of things. But, you know, the younger generation is really interested in it. You know, these millennials, they require this experiential training. You know, they're the books and all that stuff doesn't quite hook them once they're used to the interactivity of their video games. And so that's how bringing the game design into the flight training world is really valuable, because it really speaks to that younger generation.
Are you going to be able to program this thing so that if you're doing a simulated flight and you have a hiccup, that this your virtual instructor here is going to walk you through what you need to do?
Oh, yeah. Yep. She gives you feedback on your performance. So let's take steep turns, for example. She can demonstrate the maneuver, walk you through what she's doing. She hands you the flight controls just like you're in the airplane. And let's say you get a little low, she'll tell you to add a little back pressure, things like that. One of the most valuable pieces is you roll out of that steep turn and you get an objective score that's based on FAA standards. So that allows you to look at your own score objectively and see exactly where you need to improve, and bam, you're right in there trying it again.
So now what we're doing is, instead of burning up expensive fuel in an expensive airplane, you're putting it in the desktop world.
That's right.
Which means that if the weather outside is complete garbage, I'm still learning to fly.
That's right. You could do it at home. You could do it at the flight school. You know, one of the things that we're seeing here is not only can we reduce the cost of a pilot's license, but I think we can actually make better pilots. I look back at my flight training and think about how many times I drove to the airport, pre-flighted the plane, flew to the practice area to do a few maneuvers, only to come back. So I was several hours into this, a couple $100 later, and I had a handful of maneuvers. You know, you could do 30, 40, 100 steep turns in the time that it even takes you to drive to the airport.
Right. The feel isn't the same, but it does translate over easily.
It's what's interesting is you find that really high time pilots struggle on the sim because you're taking away feedback. That seat of the pants is very important to their flying. If you can learn how to fly on a simulator without that seat of the pants, it's almost easier once you're in the airplane.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories that they make the simulators a lot more difficult to fly than the actual aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
And a virtual instructor here is going to help you through all of that.
Sure will.
That way, when you get involved in the real emergency or situation, you're looking at this, you know, you just dust off your captain's stripes and say, I got this.
There's an amazing sense of, I've been here, I've done this, even if it was in the sim.
Well, that's, and one of the other things that I've liked about the simulators, and I haven't actually done this personally, but I've heard that you have a pause button on this thing.
Yeah.
You can hold everything, figure out what you're going to do, and then you do it.
Yeah, pause and restart, very important buttons.
Well, and once again, it's all about saving money.
It is.
Because airplanes are expensive.
Yeah. You know, it's saving money is one thing for us, but I think increasing the quality of pilot training is another big aspect of what we're doing. You know, we talked earlier about flying back and forth to the practice area. Well, I wasn't getting real world in the system exposure flying back and forth to the practice area. So if you can learn a maneuver and practice that maneuver in the sim, it allows us to utilize the aircraft much more effectively, such as flying in the system as pilot in command instead of just flying back and forth to the practice area.
Not to mention, there are issues out there with quality of instructors as well. I've run into this.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, it's going to be one set of standards, all to the FAA rules, and kaboom.
That's right.
Hopefully we can push out pilots of the same skill levels.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've heard that as a major problem, especially around the world, that the quality of pilots you get, even with a certain certification, varies greatly. So if we can standardize that curriculum and through our scoring really level the playing field, everybody's playing to the same score, I think we're going to end up with much better pilots across the board.
What's your website?
www.takeflightinteractive.com.
Simple enough. My name is Fast Eddie, and we've been talking here to Brendan Seltz of Take Flight Interactive, and this is EAA Radio.